Hello there. My name is Yemisi Aru-Shafeh, and you're listening to Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev, a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity for people through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. Tech Empowered is about real stories of how technology is transforming the lives of young people in Africa and across the world. Each episode of Tech Empowered is a reminder that no matter your background, your education, where you grew up, what you believe, it's never too late to chart a new path. Life doesn't always follow a straight path, but once you recognize it's time for a change, you can take that first step. On this episode of Tech Empowered, we'll be hearing the inspiring story of Damilola Davids, a 2022 alumna of the Women Texas Fellowship. She took a leap of faith, faced uncertainty, and transformed her life. With her first and second degree in chemical engineering, Damilola never imagined she would one day be a product manager, leading the development of digital products for a global audience. But when the opportunity came, she embraced it, and that decision changed everything. But how did she get here? What did she have to do differently? Let's hear directly from Damilola as she shares how she made the leap, what helped her stay committed, the challenges she faced, and the impact of the Women Texas Fellowship on her journey. So sit back, grab a drink, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Hello, Damilola. How are you doing?
Hello, Yemisi. I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Okay, so let's get into it. So let's start with a brief introduction. So introduce yourself. Who is Damilola Davids? What makes you tick?
Okay, so my name is Damilola Davids. I stay in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm a product manager. It's been about, 4 years working as a product manager. And what makes me tick? I like reading and learning like a lot. I'm not learning any new thing. I feel like, I'm not fulfilled right now. So even if I feel like it's an information that I might not really need or I might not really use, you know, the fact that I'm getting that information, like just to help my brain, you know, process through it, it's kind of like, it's cool for me. So.
Thank you. Thank you for that brief introduction. Yeah. Okay. So you studied chemical engineering before transitioning into product management. What inspired you to make that shift? And how did you feel stepping into something completely new?
I would say two things. Before being inspired, I think I was pushed out of frustration. So I had studied chemical engineering. Not that I did not like chemical engineering. You know, some people go to school to study what they don't like, but I liked chemical engineering. And of course, that was why I got a second degree in it. The realities of Nigeria caught up with me, of the fact that everybody's aware that industrialization in Nigeria is kind of low. So there's like jobs in that sector, manufacturing, oil and gas, is reducing daily because there are no new companies that are coming up. So, which affected, you know, my ability to get a job, applied for jobs, the competition was high. And as of then, I was not staying in Lagos, so I was really being very choosy about the kind of jobs I was applying for. So then I got a job in 2020 that was COVID. And then COVID happened, everything went on lockdown, and then COVID ended, the lockdown was lifted, and they were like, we're not going to be able to proceed with this offer right now. We would reach out to you later. And I mean, it was devastating. But at that point, during COVID, there was a lot of, you know, digital awareness going about, you know, some people were working from home. And I kept asking myself, there are some people actually making money while all of us are sitting down and not doing anything. So I was like, let me just learn those skills. And, you know, I applied for like several things, really. I remember, you know, researching data science. I think I started learning Python. And then I stumbled on product management. I was like, what's product management? I read through the the details, and I was like, oh, this sounds like something I can do, because I like problem solving, I like relating and communicating with people, I like, you know, strategy and all that. So I was like, okay. And then that was, I had applied for Tech for Dev Women Techsters. I can't really remember when I applied, but it was in the bid to learn about product management. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to apply for anything related to product management. So I applied for several boot camps, and Tech for Dev was one of them. Then the application was then processed, and I saw it and I was like, oh, I applied for this. I didn't even know this was how it was going to be. So I decided to, you know, take it serious. And at that point, I decided, okay, if chemical engineering was not working, tech is like the new future. Let me focus on this. So I stopped applying for jobs. It was hard because I spent all my money on data, and I was like, okay, I'm going to learn product management, which was for 6 months with Women Techsters. And then I'm now in product management, but then it wasn't really easy. So I would say the inspirations came from a place of frustration, and then, you know, trying to solve that frustration with something. And then I realized that in the field of tech, you know, product management, you know, was more for me because of, you know, how I think and maybe the soft skills and the other technical skills I've gathered, you know, in the course of my career. I would say chemical engineering is a bit like product management, because in the field of engineering, the chemical engineer kind of like strategizes and decides what, you know, the process would be. How do you go from A to B? And then you then work with other engineers to then, you know, fabricate and implement, you know, what you have strategized, which is basically what product management is. I guess that was what pushed me to.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, this is the first time that I'll hear someone sort of like relate, you know, chemical engineering to product management. That's an interesting insight. Thank you for sharing that. What were some challenges you faced while transitioning into tech? How did you overcome these challenges?
While transitioning, it was hard because, I mean, I wasn't a recent graduate. There were expectations in terms of family, like, oh, you're supposed to have a job by now, start earning. You know, there were like suggestions to be like, oh, apply for this job, you know, just apply for any kind of job. And at the point I had made up my mind to transition into tech, I was like, okay, I'm just giving myself this time to learn. And, you know, I was being realistic with myself, really, because, you know, a lot of people go into tech and they're like, oh, immediately after 6 months, I learn, I get a big job. But I was being realistic. I was like, okay, I needed to learn. In fact, I gave myself like a year to learn. And then what I needed was for someone to take a chance on me so that I could get experience. So the challenges for me was, you know, having to explain to my parents that I'm... despite you sending me to school for 2 degrees, I'm learning something else, and, you know, and I'm not applying for a job in any of those areas again. So literally in quotes saying, oh, I don't want to use my certificate, in quotes. Of course, I still use my certificate, but it was like, oh, you should, you know, apply for these. I remember my dad sending me like different jobs, and, you know, it was like, oh, go take up a teaching job and all that. I was like, oh no, I have started this. I'm going to see this to the end. And it wasn't easy because then I was at home, and I was not earning. So the little money I was getting from, you know, gigs, because then I think I remember I was doing like, you know, research work for different people based on my experience in during my master. So I was using that to fund data. And then I was planning to get married at that point. So it was like I needed money. And, you know, instead of me going out there to look for money, I was sitting down in front of a laptop every day. You know, they couldn't really understand it, no matter how much I tried to explain. So for me, that was like the challenge. And the challenge was also, you know, with your peers, you know, especially I remember someone called me one day. I was like, oh, when are you applying for PhD? And I'm like, I'm transitioning, I'm moving from chemical engineering. You know, like I said, it wasn't like I didn't like the course or I wasn't good at it. I was good. I had very good grades. So it was surprising for people to see me transition. It was a decision I could not explain to anyone. Like, nobody would really understand, except maybe my husband then. Nobody would really understand that. Why are you making this decision? It didn't make sense. So I just decided not to, you know, talk to anybody about it. And I was just doing my thing. And I was like, okay, at the right time, you know, the results of this would show. So the financial challenges, the having to explain to people, the having to convince your parents, you know, those are like challenges I faced in transition. And then, you know, despite having like experience and knowledge in a different field, having to start like at entry level in a different field entirely, you know, sometimes that can be like bad for your self-esteem, because, you know, you see people that are, you know, advanced than you, and you're like, oh, it's not like I'm dumb too, in quotes, or I'm just, you know, junior, but because in this new field that I am, I'm new to it, you know, I had to just tell myself that, oh, I transitioned. It doesn't mean that, oh, I'm less of who I am. I'm just here because I'm in a new field and I have to learn. And with time, you know, I'm going to get to where these people are, which of course I've gotten to. So, you know, it took a lot of reorientation of mindset as well for me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, most young people can relate to what you just said about how, you know, there's a lot of family pressure, especially when you're trying to do something new or something different, that like you can't really explain why, but you just know that this is what you want to do. There's just that whole, oh, why are you not doing this? This is what you spent the last 5-6 years studying. Why are you not pursuing it and all that? So, yeah, I mean, even from personal experience, I can relate to that. So thank you so much for sharing that. So how was it landing your first role in product management after this whole issues, the challenges you faced and everything? How did that make you feel? Did you experience any form of imposter syndrome or self-doubt? And then how did you getting your first job also now show maybe like your family that, oh, she knew what she was doing all along?
Yeah. So I got an internship after our Tech for Dev program. You know, there were just a few of us in product management, and, you know, submitting your project early, you know, and finishing early made you, you know, eligible to be placed for internships. So I was one of the, you know, lucky ones that got placed for an internship early enough. I had to have an interview with someone in the company where I got the internship. I was system specs. I remember during the interview, the person tried to offer me another role. So I was going there as a product management intern, and then he came and said, oh, we really don't really need product management interns right now, but we have a role in operations. Would you be willing to take that? And, you know, for some reason, like, oh, I was looking for a job. I was like, oh, I'm going to get paid and all that. And, well, I don't have any experience in product management. So if I don't get something, like, where am I going to get? This could be an in for me into the tech industry or something. But, you know, I told myself, I was like, no, I did not study for the past 8 months. And, you know, to just pivot and just, you know, settle for less. So I told him, I was like, oh, if there is no product management role, then I would not be, you know, taking you up on the offer and all that. Well, I think maybe he was using that to test me, really, because he was like, oh, we have a product manager, I'll speak to him and all that and all that. But I mean, I remember that very well. Resuming at the role, well, it was kind of easy, because I think I had people who understood where I was coming from. And people were willing to help me learn. And also, being a fast learner, I really wasn't waiting on, you know, on my bosses or my line managers to tell me what to do or what to learn. You know, I kept, you know, learning on my own. Okay, now that I'm in this situation, what skills have I learned that are applicable to this? And, you know, I was always being proactive to be like, oh, can I do this? Can I do this? Or I did this, you know, or if I see a task, I'm like, oh, can I do this? And, you know, show it. It wasn't really easy as well, because, you know, I knew a lot of things. Because based on learning, like I said, I like reading, but because they were like, oh, I'm new in product management, I'm new into the space, they kind of saw me as, oh, she doesn't really know much. And so most times when they're discussing, I'm like, oh, I know this thing, I can actually do this thing. So it took a while for them to be able to trust me with some tasks, which I have to be, you know, proactive and kind of, how do I say, self-assigned task and do tasks myself, even without being asked. And when they saw that, oh, she can do this, that's when they now started feeling, oh, she can actually do more than we thought, you know, she could. I think that was the challenge that I had that was later overcome later.
That's interesting. I mean, ensuring that you're putting yourself forward is also a key thing, especially when you're in your new
field.
I mean, it's important to be able to show that, oh, I can do this thing, because you don't have the experience, right, to show that you can do certain things. But if you're able to actually show it in your work, then people can now say, oh, okay, she can do this thing, and then we can, you know, give her more, rather than waiting for stuff to be handed to you, right? That's very key. Thank you so much for sharing that. So can you share one life lesson you learned from being a part of the Event Excellence Fellowship?
Wow, there's a lot, but one thing is that never take a learning opportunity for granted. Like, never ever. I think it's like the biggest one for me, because as at the time I was learning, if anybody had told me that, oh, this thing you're learning would change the course of your life for good in such a very good way, I would say, oh, really? Never ever take. Like, it's very big. I don't even know how, if I can put it in different words that will make it look big, but do not take a learning opportunity you have for granted. Like, if you're learning something, apply yourself, learn it, because you really never know what opportunity might come out of it, and you know what, it might change the course of your life for good, like it has changed mine. Like, I can't even begin to explain how it has changed mine. It made for me, I think that Women Texters, me learning in such a structured way, kind of helped me. And because the learning tool was extended, so it wasn't like all this 1 week boot camp where you do and then you drop and go. I mean, I'm not, those are like introductions, right? But if you really want to learn something, it has to be like, form an habit with it, so it has to take time. So that time meant like it exhibited, you know, commitment. So it meant I was committed. I was able to build commitment. So me learning in that way, I'm like, oh, I've already applied myself to this. I have to do something with it, and you know, it's a big life lesson for me. Really, do not take an opportunity for granted when you have it.
That's very, very instructive, truly. Because when you might never get that kind of opportunity again, right? So when you have it, it's important to maximize it to the fullest.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing that. So, I mean, you've mentored others along the way. How has giving back influenced your own growth?
I would say that I actually like giving back, like, because I mean, I was given to, so it's important. If you've been given to, you need to give back. I went, when I, in my former place of work where I got my first role, I had two interns that were NYSC, how do you call them now?
Call members.
Yeah. So they joined the company for NYSC, and then they were like, you know, they came for, I mean, one of them studied, I think, education, although she had experience in software development, and the other person studied petrochemical engineering. So then, as at then, I had moved from my, you know, intern role. I was now managing a full-fledged product. They were assigned to me to help me, you know, to support, because I was the only product manager on the product. So, and there was a lot of, you know, operations and tasks that needed to be done. So for me, what I did was, I usually always encourage them, you know, we'll create tasks, we'll have sync meetings. I would refer them to learnings that could help them in product management, really. And, you know, the one that had the software engineering experience actually wanted to be a software developer. You know, I inspired her so much that she's now a product manager. And she's now managing her own products. And I mean, my recent conversation with her, she's getting offers left and right. Like, I'm like, oh, it's kind of like a proud moment for me. Because, I mean, it was just within 1 year. I think it was at the end of their NYSC. That was when I left the company for another role. And then she took on the product, and she's really doing well. She has been really doing well. And the other person too has also been doing well, you know, managing projects. And they came there to just, how do I say, to just add their NYSE and, you know, go back to whatever their life was. But because I was very intentional about, you know, telling them, oh, if you really want to do this, this is what you should do. This is what product management is about. I took time to explain. And then, you know, they are now full-fledged product managers. So it's giving back is really important. Especially if you have received a lot, it's important for you to give back to others. You know, encourage others to the same way you've been encouraged.
Fantastic. I mean, you should give yourself a pat on the back because you were really instrumental in helping them. And most times, it just that one person being in the right place at the right time just has a way of changing someone's story or trajectory. And I mean, that's really fantastic. That's amazing to hear. Giving back is great, guys. Please prioritize it. It's good to give back. It helps. You're helping other people also, you know, achieve their dreams and fulfill their potentials. Okay, so for women who are where you once were, who are maybe uncertain but hopeful about making a switch or making a change, what advice would you share about taking that first step?
So I would say that do it afraid. Like, it's scary. It's really scary. Because you're like, what if this does not work? Would I have wasted my time? But the thing is, I have found out that there is no knowledge that is ever wasted, really. It just depends on how you apply yourself to it. So do it afraid, number one. And then be realistic. Like, when I mean be realistic, in terms of reality, like, you need to tell yourself that, oh, this is not a, in quotes, get rich quick scheme, or it's not something that is going to, you know, I'm going to start seeing the results immediately. It's going to take time. So informing yourself with that reality, it kind of helps you. So even when, you know, things are, even when things are challenging, I mean, for me, I started, you know, earning, how do you call this now? 5 figures. Including all the digits and the zeros. Now I'm earning 7 figures, right? So it's like, then when I was earning 5 figures and less than 100K as an intern, I was tempted, you know, to go look for other things that will make me money and, you know, just leave this and all that. But I was like, okay, I just need to apply. It's just a matter of time, you know, being realistic with myself. Like, it's just a matter of time as long as I continue in this and I'm committed to this. So you need to inform yourself of that reality from the start and not see it as, oh, in the next 1 year, I'm going to be this, because you might get disappointed. It might not even happen in the next 2 or 3 years. But so that time, you then know, okay, I'm putting in this work, is going to yield results over time. I think that time is of the essence. You need to be realistic that it's going to take time for you to start seeing results, especially when it comes to, you know, financial remuneration or even titles or positions, you know, that might come with transition, especially for people that are leaving you know, senior roles, you know, to transition into a new environment. And then there is also one other thing that, you know, women, maybe men do it more, and women should learn to do it. Whatever skills you've gathered in your previous role, if you have one, or a previous experience, they are not totally a waste. Like, I have seen, you know, like I mentioned, you know, the comparison between chemical engineering and product management. You really might not realize it, but when you're speaking to people or when you're placing yourself in front of people, do not remove that fact. Like, okay, for instance, when I'm speaking to people or when I'm being interviewed, I always mention the fact that I transitioned from chemical engineering. I did a lot of documentation research in chemical engineering, and it has helped me in product management user research. I always had that. I don't say because it doesn't really, there are different industries, and then I hide that part of my life. So you need to be visible about it and also be aware of it yourself, that I have some skills. It's not like I'm a total, you know, entry level. I have some skills. I just need to know how they apply to this current stage that I am in.
So fantastic. Thank you so much. I mean, that last thing you said is very, very important. I'm learning recently that, you know, the fact that you've left maybe your background, maybe where your educational background, for example, doesn't mean that you don't have skills and knowledge from that to transfer into another role. Or we have a lot of people who are transitioning from one field to another, and you feel like, oh, I have to start afresh. Like, there's nothing, like I'm a blank slate. It's not necessarily skills are transferable. Look for the connecting areas between the previous thing that you were doing and what the field you want to go into now, and see how you can bring in those skills. I mean, that's very, very important. Thank you so much for sharing that. And of course, being it afraid and be realistic about timelines. I feel like these days we want the quick and easy route, and you just want to get into it and then immediately you want to start seeing results. Most times, people that you're seeing them show results, they've put in a lot of work. A lot has gone into them actually becoming this person that you now admire today. So being realistic about timelines is very key. You know, just knowing that, oh, this thing might take some time to actually yield results, and being dogged enough to see you through is very important. Thank you so much, Damilola, for sharing. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate your time. I mean, Damilola's journey just reminds us that the path to success isn't always linear. You know, you can go from one field to another, you know, from chemical engineering to product management. She's shown that it's never too late to reinvent yourself and go after your dreams, even during uncertain times. Damilola applied for Women Texas Fellowship. She stayed dedicated, leaned into learning, and she came out strong. So if you're someone who is thinking about making a career shift, or you need that reminder to keep going, maybe this is what you need. This might be your sign. As the saying goes, the right opportunity can change everything, but only if you're willing to take the chance. And when the right opportunity comes, give it your best. Maximize it, just like Damilola shared earlier. So thank you so much for joining us on Tech Empowered. Don't forget to subscribe. If you've been enjoying the episode so far, connect with us on social media. Share this episode with someone who needs a little inspiration. And tune in next time for more stories of transformation. Until next time, stay empowered and bye for now.